This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Thursday, May the 9th, and lots of things are happening, but then every day there are a lot of things happening, including the camaraderie on this program between Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and you, and rest of the world. Round of applause for Jennifer. She gets started. She kicks off the hour. Who are we going to kick? Let's kick somebody.
Who would you like to kick? Is there someone that you'd like to target with?
A number of people, yes. Yeah.
All right, well, let's start with the border, because the latest numbers are in, and the last month, which was, what was it, April? April saw over 100,000 people either detained or turned away for illegal entry into this country. This is the second month in a row that we've seen 100,000 people try to get in, and this is just more reason why Congress has to act on this. Sadly, I'm not hopeful that they will. There's also a story out from the Washington Times that says already 168,000 illegal immigrants were quietly released from the federal government into communities around the country because there's no place to put them. And the law requires that they have to find some place. They can't detain them. And so these people are now released walking around the United States. The laws really have to change. The laws that are currently on the books are not designed to deal with the number of people coming in here. That's why you're seeing people wait in years-long lines to get into asylum courts. You're seeing people try to grab children and sneak them across because they know if they come into this country with a child, even if it's not their own, they can't be deported for any reason, no matter what they do when they're here. These are things that have to change, and they have to change via legislation, and that means that Congress has to get on this. I don't know what it's going to take for them to put this as a priority on their list. Certainly, you don't have to have a discussion about a wall. You can actually have discussion about legislation that just makes sense. So I don't know why everyone is being so slow to act here. And this came after a week where the president's administration got a small victory. Remember back at the beginning of the year, I think it was revealed that the administration had signed an order that asked the people or required people who were seeking asylum to wait their turn in the court system in Mexico and not to be allowed to just walk and 50% of the time disappear into the general population, never to return to the court again. Well, that was struck down. The administration was sued by some group, and that was struck down. And so
they can continue to send asylum seekers back to Mexico then.
Correct, but they appealed it. And the appeal went through the Ninth District Court, which is typically a pretty liberal court, that said, no, the president is in his rights to require this. So for once again, at least temporarily, people who are waiting for asylum dates are now waiting it out in Mexico, which is a good thing. Because so many times people just don't show up for their court dates. Once they're in and they're handed their little ticket and they say, come back in a year, you many times don't see those people again. So.
All right, so let me, this is, we become too much all about Trump, and so I try not to let that happen. A lot of the regular political shows, it's all about Trump and the Democrats. That's not what we do here, but I did find it interesting that the state of New York, this is going to be something that's pretty unprecedented, voted a bill that would allow the release of the state tax returns, Donald Trump's state tax returns to Congress. Why? What's the precedent for that?
It'll be struck down. They did it in California, too, saying that to get on the ballot, you have to show your tax returns. The funny thing is, most of the people representing at least my state, I don't know about New York, haven't released their tax returns either. So it's kind of amusing just to watch the double standard, but it won't be struck down. It's not required by law for anybody to release their tax returns.
It's interesting. You look around, all of the focus most people, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, don't seem to have changed their mind about Trump. The people like him, like him.
I actually saw a poll about that. I think, what was it yesterday? I heard something. It might have been on CNN. That
pretty good for him.
June of 2016 is the last time people were really in Broadway's changing their minds about Trump. Think about, not June, I'm sorry, January. So January of 2017, after he got it, pretty much after his inauguration, that was the last time people changed their mind. They either liked him or they didn't. Nothing has really affected
Nothing
that.
Nothing has changed much.
Yeah.
Speaking of the president, one of the things that he and his administration are doing, trying to continue the trade talks with China, but they seem to be stuck for a while. It's tit-for-tat time. Chinese Commerce Ministry announcing it will have to take necessary countermeasures, sounds like a threat to me, if the Trumpsters follow through with another hike on the tariffs. Response comes after the U.S. confirmed plans to increase import fees. Saw that in all the papers on Monday, 10%, 15%, 20%, even 25% on some of the goods. The country's been trying to negotiate, that is the Chinese and the Americans, a new deal for a long time. As a matter of fact, the vice premier coming to the U.S. this week to continue the talks. Farmers and foodstuffs get it most in the chops under this deal, but it does kind of show once again that Trump is pretty clueless when it comes to the farmers and food in general. And maybe that's because all he likes is to eat Big Macs. He and Clinton are both the same when it comes to that. They just love that fast food crap. China says it wants to make a deal. Trump says he wants to make a deal. So my question to both of you is, why isn't there a deal? Let's have a deal. Where's Monty Hall when we need him? Let's make a deal. Right? Isn't it time for us to get off the pot? It would seem to me this thing's been going on for months and months and months and months and months and months and months. Okay. You want to know what I think the funniest story is of the moment? Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll think it's sad. R. Kelly. R. Kelly has been in the news the last couple, 3 or 4 months, got himself into a lot of trouble. And he says in court yesterday, or his lawyer said, that the reason he was behind in paying his child support is because he can't read.
What?
Well, yes.
That's sad.
He didn't pay. After he went to court, he paid the $62,000 that he owed in child support. The claims that brought by his wife that he purposely didn't pay. And I mean, he's got to know he's supposed to be paying. But the lawyers.
And doesn't he have a business manager?
Yeah. But he says he's illiterate. So
that could
he's
be
not
true.
A dead, not be dead. He's not illiterate. He's not a deadbeat dad. He just can't read.
But if you can't read a stop sign, you still have to stop at a stop sign, right? Isn't ignorance not a good defense, right? Ignorance of the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think these guys got all kinds of balsam, man. All we can remember the Gayle King interview of a month or so ago where he was on.
He thought that was a wild screen. Success, and everyone
he
else
did.
Just thought he was crazy.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He
really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
My God.
His people didn't want him to do it, and he did anyway, and he thought that that just was really a good look for him.
Oh, man. Well, just goes to show you, the world has a lot of clueless people, and it appears this guy may be one of them. To think that he could get away with a defensive, I can't read. Oh, okay, yeah. Confused. Yeah. And he sounds like he's proud of it. So how does he know how to do the music stuff if he can't read? Is he like
he
supposed
probably
Stevie
read music?
Stevie Wonder can't read either, but he's a pretty good musician.
Yeah, but R. Kelly has been paying child support in the past, so you can't say, "Well, I didn't pay it now because I can't read." So what's your defense for paying it in the past? I don't know. He's got a screw loose.
My God, he does at least one, maybe a couple. Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program. Mother's Day is on Sunday. That's no news, right? Or have you forgotten? You forgot your mother? Oh, my God, no. Your mother deserves all the good you can present to her. So if you have a couple of siblings and maybe you've all sort of fallen off the wagon, you forgot your mother, Mother's Day, okay, Uncle Dougie is going to save the day. I'm going to send you to MyPillow.com, and you're going to buy those new Giza sheets, those cotton sheets that come from the best cotton grown anywhere. This is the Egyptian cotton. The sheets are made in America. They are fabulous. I speak from experience. They fit the bed. They're cozy and comfortable. Perfect to help your mother get a good night's sleep. Okay, let's get at it, boys and girls. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today in time for Mother's Day. Use the DJB code and you'll receive 30% off. Free shipping as well. So you've got to do it now while you're thinking about it. Order these sheets for your mother for Mother's Day. She deserves them. Go to MyPillow.com. Receive 30% off the total price, free shipping as well. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com to wish your mom happy Mother's Day.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Couple of Italian stories here. First of all, Amanda Knox is going back to Italy. She was convicted in 2007 of killing her college roommate. Somehow she... How did she get out of jail? Anyway, was it overturned, the conviction?
We had to get her out. Didn't the American government...
The Americans got her out?
Yeah, the Supreme Court in Italy overturned it in 2015, so I don't...
That was it.
Yeah, but she was out of there before 2015, so I think the U.S. had to go rescue her, but now she's going back there to speak at a criminal justice conference.
Symposium. Good for her.
Good for her, but I don't know if I would go back to Italy.
All right, the Pope has issued new laws... Today he said he's going to require all priests and all nuns to report any kind of sexual abuse and subsequent cover-ups by their superiors to church authorities. This is an effort to hold the Catholic hierarchy accountable for failing to protect their flocks, the youngsters. But is this going to make it? He can tell them to do it, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it, right? What's the penalty if you don't do it? Are you excommunicated? Or are you thrown out of the priesthood?
Well, I don't know, I don't know if the Netflix series The Keepers is to be believed, which it seemed like it's pretty credible. There was a nun in the 80s who tried to report it, and she was murdered. So the cops and the head priest were in on it together. So I don't know. I think it's nice to say everyone should report stuff, but I'm sure people are worried about their personal safety. Yeah,
I would think so, with good reason after. You told that story. 21 after the hour here on the story-filled DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue. Though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know.
Call up some girl I used to know.
After I heard her say hello.
After I heard her say hello.
Couldn't think of anything,
to say.
Oh boy, are we transcribing all these songs now?
Every day. Can't get used to losing you. This is the first big song for Andy Williams of the Williams Brothers. Andy Williams on his own was number five this week. This is Throwback Thursday time.
And here's an interesting note for Victoria.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you recognize the beat of this song and then you go listen to Beyonce's Hold Up, you will realize that they are the same.
I just thought to myself, why does that little riff sound so familiar? Wow.
Uh-huh. Did she get sued by Andy Williams' family? No, probably not.
I'm sure she sampled it legally.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that song number five. This is an era of pop music where the hits came from all kinds of genres, as you will hear as we go through all of these top five songs from this week in 1963. So this was the first big hit for Andy Williams, Can't Get Used to Losing You. Up next, one of those cool instrumentals done by the Wrecking Crew, including Glenn Campbell. This is called Pipeline, and a studio group called the Shantays. Here, this craze was started by the Ventures with the various hits from TV shows at that time. But there was another song out called Telstar or something. It was the same kind of stuff. So, all right, you want to crank this up? You pretty much have heard what you hear is what you get from this. You know what we used to use these songs for? When we mistimed, we had to be out at the top of the hour for the news. So we backfed instrumentals to get to the top of the hour. This was a song I used a lot because I used to talk too much and I know you find that hard to believe. And so the records be tightened when I was trying to get the top of the hour on time. I'd play stuff like this. All right, number four this week, 1963 is the year. Here's a big song, number three. I'm withholding my usual comments on this personal point of view. Yet an ugly girl. This song got more attention, some of it for good reasons, some of it for bad reasons. This song, because it's so catchy, the girls hate this song, but it was, the lyric line is so silly. I mean, there's a certain side of it, want to be happy, get an ugly woman. But listen to some of the other stuff going on with Jimmy Soul and his brother. There's a sort of commentary period here. She's coming up right now. We'll drag this out a little, Karen, because this part of it is what most people remember. Now we haven't gotten there.
Don't we have two other songs to get
through? Yeah, we do. Yeah. I just wanted to get to the part where he talks to his brother here. The two brothers are doing this about how ugly his wife is, but she sure can cook. Wait a minute. There it is. There it is.
To see how attractive these guys are.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say most of the time it goes the other way, but you know.
That's right. Number two from this week in 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is the first time I ever cried on the radio.
Why?
Well, it's a sad song.
This is a song about smoking weed.
I know, but it didn't come across that way to somebody who was my age at the time.
We all know the things that get to die.
There's a story about
it. I know, right?
Puff, who died. No, I know, but it is a story about smoking weed, but it felt like a beautiful magic dragon was dying at the end.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah,
that's what I thought, anyway.
You were an adult in 1963, correct?
I was 17, 16. I was 16,
okay.
17,
right?
Yeah. Anyway, I'd start
you
on
were
the
not like you were not like your grandson who maybe would have cried thinking Puff the Magic Dragon is dead.
Yeah, that's okay. What I thought. Exactly.
Wow.
All right, so that's the number one. Little Peggy March was number one for 3 weeks. Say it again, Doug. 3 weeks in a row with I Will Follow Him. She was a lot of fun, man. She had some great songs. Cute as a button, too. Just a teen grand. She was like a teenager herself, like 16 when she recorded this song.
So she was also crying about Puff?
No, well, she might have been. I know you think I'm silly, but that's just the way it is. I still, every time I hear that song, I get sad. Even as a much older adult as you. I just think Puff the Magic Dragon was a reason to be sad. Poor Puff. All right. Those are the top five songs this week in 1963, half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But they broke the deal.
President Trump tells a campaign-style rally in Florida he's still planning on raising tariffs at the end of the week if China does not come back to a deal they'd been working on with the U.S. by Friday.
Now, we won't back down until China stops cheating our workers and stealing our jobs, and that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, we don't have to do business with them. We can make the product right here.
The president saying he'll raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Meanwhile, a top Chinese official is still due in Washington today in an effort to make a last-minute deal. North Korea's acting up again with weapons testing. South Korea now says the North fired 2 short-range missiles earlier today in the same area where the isolated communist state test-fired some rockets and at least a missile last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just listen live. Take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Here we are in the DJV program recovering from our music segment.
It'll take us a while to recover from that.
Oh, you'll be okay. Calm down. Victoria Keelan is here, Shillin, the Dougster, and all of you. Let's get to some serious. You have a serious thing to bring us around to a focus on more of the reality of the day, Victoria?
Well, it is in reality TV land, especially since, well, yeah, so it is a good story, and it's trending, and this is Kim Kardashian and her fight to help with prison reform. And she apparently is now making some house calls, and the day after, she and Kanye were at the Met Gala in New York City. That was on Monday night. Tuesday morning, the two of them flew to Charlotte, North Carolina, to meet with a guy named Paul Algarin, who had just gotten out of prison in North Carolina on April 19th after serving 7 years. And while he was locked up, he actually wrote to Kim. He wrote her a letter and said he'd heard about the prison reform work that she was doing. She actually has a team of lawyers that she has assembled. She's had, I think it's 17 inmates now. She has helped them get released. And this is her big, I don't want to call it a pet project because it's very important work, but yeah. This is something that's become a real passion for her. And so she and Kanye flew down to meet with Paul. And in an interesting twist, she also brought a dermatologist with her because while he was in prison, he got a prison tattoo on the side of his face. And so she's paying to have it lasered off so he can, so that he can, you know, get a job and he can, she's helping him, you know, get back into society. And obviously having facial tattoos, that's a deterrent for a lot of people to hire you. And especially because that lets everyone know that you've been in prison. And so, and once again, she's helped 17 different inmates, who all had life sentences for low-level drug possession. These are not people who are selling drugs. Like, this is not El Chapo. Like, these are low-level drug offenders who basically had just possession.
Should never be in jail in the first
place. Never have been in jail in the first place. And so many of these inmates that she has helped had already served sometimes up to 25 years, half of a life they've already lost to these types of charges.
The Kardashians, we all used to poke fun at them.
Everyone does, yeah.
I'm not sure that I would poke fun at her anymore. There have been some things that she's done the last few months or maybe this year or maybe I'm just seeing them and hearing about them for the first time from some of you. But my opinion on her anyway, I don't know about the rest of the Kardashians, but my opinion on her is that she has quite a good soul and spirit. She seems to be interested in helping people, which is really what we're all here to do anyway. You do it in your own way, in your own time, with what you have to. I mean, I think there are lots of people who are helpful in different ways, and that's cool. But in this case, I think she's okay.
I applaud her for using her celebrity and her money and putting it to good use. You know, one of the inmates that she's helped freed was 29 years old, and he was convicted on, he had possession of cocaine, not enough to sell, so it was not like intent to deal. He was sentenced to life without parole at 29 years old. So after 16 years in Florida prison, she helped get him out.
Floridians are nuts when it comes to this stuff, man. They are crazy.
I'm glad that there's a spotlight on this, and this is something that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I totally disagree with Trump, but I am happy that Jared Kushner and Ivanka seem to be the ones really pushing, especially Jared Kushner, has really been pushing for prison reform, and it's so needed. So I'm happy that the president has supported that.
His father's in jail.
I mean, no, he's not anymore. He was.
I thought he was still. Is he out?
Okay. No.
All right, speaking of controversy, Little Fatty is in the news today. The people in Seoul, South Korea, say that Fatty fired at least one unidentified projectile at South... Well, I don't know where it went. I'm trying to figure out. He's done a bunch of these in the last 4 or 5 days, and nobody seems to know. They tracked it going up, but I don't see that anybody has figured out where it's landed. Anybody? There's pictures of it. I mean, you can see the pictures.
Didn't it go into the
TV cameras? I think it did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it landed. But still. Well, I guess he's going to get his Rocket Man nickname back, right?
Oh, yes.
Little Rocket Man. Isn't that what Trump called him in the beginning?
That's exactly what he called him. And that's appropriate. Anyway, flew 420 kilometers, which is 260 miles. And the U.S. says they don't know exactly where it went down. It came from an old missile base. And the last time there was a missile fired from there was apparently May 2017. Missile test facilities, which is where they're developing some of the newer weaponry, supposedly. All you have to do is drop a few bombs and that would be the end of that. So anyway, but just more. Little Fatty is at it again. The Philippines have given Canada a week to remove their trash. The Philippines said to the Canadians, next Wednesday's deadline, was illegally shipped to Manila, been sitting around on the docks for 5 or 6 years, 100 containers of trash labeled as recyclable plastics sent by a plastic company, 2,500 tons of trash been dealt with by the Philippines, but their brilliant president, Rodrigo Duterte, wants Canada to take back. He's going to declare war on them if they don't take it back. Good for him.
I really hope that I think Justin Trudeau has been trying to figure out what to do with this, but I really, really hope that this gets resolved and that a thousand, what is it? How many tons of trash?
2,500 tons.
Oh, if that ends up in the ocean, that's going to make me cry. I'll have a Puff the Magic Dragon moment. I'll be crying over that.
Okay. Children in America. Survey of why children miss school. One, the number one reason on the list is because they don't have any toothpaste, they can't afford it, and the number two reason for girls is that they can't find or buy or afford tampons. And you're going to say to yourself, huh? So
that happens all around the world, a guy. You don't think about it, but this happens in all around the world, and if this. That's usually the number one reason why girls miss education in Africa and all around, in developing countries. It's horrible.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I'm glad to have followed up on that. Okay. Mother's Day. Keep reminding everybody, Mother's Day, it's my job, our job, keep you up on things like that to remind you in a friendly way. And so with our friendly reminders are friendly ideas about what you can do. You've heard me talking this week for the first time about a new product called Cerasil. If your mother is suffering from joint aches and pains, and it's taking a lot out of her, and she's complaining all the time, so she's got aches in her neck, maybe on her knees, her hands, got arthritis, got backaches, shoulder aches, this is a very important opportunity for you to give her something that she'll thank you for. It's called Cerasil Joint Formula 14. Guaranteed to help your mother feel better in 14 days or your money back. So you want to feel better or have your mother feel better, Joint Formula 14 will start working. You can tell her when you give it to her on Sunday. In about 4 or 5 days, you'll start feeling better. Your knees will be better. Your shoulders will be better. Everything will be better. Give your mom the gift of a pain-free life. Go to achefree.live and order. Achefree.live has all the information about Joint Formula 14. It'll work or your money back. You get a special deal using the DJV code $27.99 for a $39 bottle. Free shipping as well. Achefree.live. Cerasil. For you, your mom, your whole family, anybody suffering from aches and pains, but help your mom out. Go to achefree.live and order Cerasil.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, and you hear the term smart home all the time, and certainly home technology is an extremely important part of the American family. And
you're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now in the DJV program. Time for us to spend some time talking about what Victoria and I and many of you are suffering from, these damn allergies. My God.
Oh, it's
so bad.
It seems
to be worse every year. And there are so many people that are suffering with allergies. I thought it would be appropriate for us to bring in Melissa Levine, who is the founder of Ontier, which is a treatment center helping people. She's a dermatologist. Good, Doug. She's a dermatologist. And maybe a dermatologist, too. Could be. She's going to join us now with some tips on how to protect your skin from the allergies, all kinds of different allergies. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what prompted you to start this treatment center? Your background, your work at UCLA, you graduated well and have worked in this area of dermatology, but what really got you started on this particular course?
Yeah, Yeah, so I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I went to UCLA for undergrad. My mom is actually an allergist. So I grew up with an allergist. I grew up with allergies all my life, and my practice actually has a lot of patients who suffer from allergies, both seasonal allergies but and also on the skin.
Here we are. Right here. Here we go.
So a lot of times people think about allergies just, you know, itchy eyes, runny nose, but there's actually clear scientific research that shows that allergens like pollen, dust, animal dander, they can actually show up as signs of skin sensitivity as well. And this can be redness or tightness or even dry skin. And so one of the biggest things I discuss with my patients, especially during allergy season, is their skincare routine. And the basis of a good skincare routine is actually something pretty simple. It's moisturizers. There are so many moisturizers, so it can be actually super overwhelming to decide which one to use. But there are actually moisturizers that are designed to restore the skin's natural barrier, and this really keeps the environmental aggressors from penetrating the skin. I also like products that have a minimal formulation with the mindset that it's more about what's excluded rather than what's included. So the moisturizer I love recommending is La Roche-Posay's Tolerain Ultra Collection. It's actually been tested on allergy-prone skin, so it's ideal for those with allergies or have extremely sensitive skin. We talk about minimalism. Tolerain Ultra has no colorants, no fragrances, or even any preservatives. So in my practice, I actually see lots of patients that have developed sensitivities to commonly added preservatives. And in tolerance for ultra products, it has actually airtight packaging, which acts as a preservative.
So that's important. Yeah, that's important. This is an area where a lot of the upscale spas are working, and I wonder if that's something, if you're working in New York. I spent a lot of time in Boston and L.A. As a matter of fact, my daughter and son-in-law are profs at UCLA. And
oh, nice.
When I'm there, I go through, I like the UCLA medical system, frankly. But around there are a lot of people influenced. And I wonder if this is the sort of thing that you could find, you know, we like to have massage, we like to have this sort of treatment. Is this something you could get in a professional spa, do you think, as well? Even if you put it on yourself, but could you get it in a spa?
Tell my patients that good skin care does not have to be expensive, and it doesn't have to come from like a fancy spa. Actually, La Roche-Posay's Tolerain Ultra products are readily at the drugstore. It ranges from $24 to $29.99, and you can get it. I mean, I'm an Amazon girl. I love Amazon, but you can also get it at the drugstore as well. So it does not need to be fancy.
So, is it your opinion, we got about 30 seconds here, that the allergy season is more dreaded every year because it's longer every year, or is that just me because I'm getting a little stuffy?
Absolutely. It's also really important also what you use and, like, apply on the skin. So for those who have allergies, we get that dreaded red, irritated nose, especially when you use ordinary tissue paper. I love recommending soft but non-lotion tissue paper. So my go-to recommendation are Puffs Ultra Soft because it's super soft and it minimizes or avoids any irritation for the delicate skin on your nose.
All right, so two good bits of advice for those of you who are suffering from external allergies, from Dr. Melissa Levine. Thanks for being here on the DJB program, 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm scared. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Music from the movie Friday the 13th. On Thursday the 9th, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. It must be something scary brewing, Victoria, for us.
See.
Just having Chuck here is scary enough. All right, Chuck, what do we have going on here?
We're going to play this day in film history.
Yeah.
1980, May 9th, Friday the 13th, the first one opened nationwide in theaters. I remember going to see it, and it was honestly a very scary movie, because this was the first forte into what was called the slasher movie. I'll give you some history. And you remember Halloween? Halloween came out in 1978. If you look at that movie, it's very well done, but it's really not a slasher film. There's really no blood in it. So a producer named Sean Cunningham got the idea to up the ante in 1980, and they made this type of material a lot more violent. And then going forward, that's the way horror movies were produced, especially in that decade, what they call the slasher movie. But this is a very effective movie. I remember seeing most of them in a movie theater. They always got good crowds on opening weekend. But this one was pretty scary, especially seeing Kevin. I think this was Kevin Bacon's first movie, and his death scene was really, really scary.
He's done a lot of these freaky, weird movies. He's a kind
of a freaky. Well, his big break was Footloose. When he got Footloose, I think it was the same year. That movie really made him a big name in the industry, Footloose.
Yeah. I have a friend who's an actor, and he's involved in a TV show with Kevin Bacon right now. And
cool.
He's a weird guy, strange.
Really? So one other bit of TV news. In this date in TV history, Doug, you'll like this. 1992, the last episode of the Golden Girls ad.
Oh,
on NBC.
Sweet.
So who was your favorite? Was it B. Arthur, Rue McClanahan, or Estelle? Which one? No?
Estelle,
neither?
I like this.
That was a fun, listen, that was, in all jokes aside, that's a very, very funny sitcom. Very, very good.
I still watch reruns of that all the time.
And they didn't like each other. Apparently, they didn't like each other. Anyway.
Well, only B. Arthur didn't like Betty White.
Oh,
she got along with the other ones, but she didn't like Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White, too.
Betty White was always upstage.
That was a great cast, and the episodes, like I said, I thought were very, that's, even like Victoria just pointed out,
hold up.
It has a lot of repeatability.
Yeah.
It holds up very well.
Yeah. Diane Keaton's in a new movie. I've seen some buzz on that. What do you hear about this? It's almost like that book club thing. It's the same. She's playing a lot of old women who are ready.
It's called Palms, and we booked it at the theater I'm involved in because we attract old people. So we want. I keep complaining when I have board meetings. I say they don't make enough old people movies. So when this came out, I said we got to book it. It looks silly, but I don't see any advanced reviews on it. But she's the lead. It looks like it has a good cast. Hopefully, it'll be an enjoyable movie and a more adult oriented demographic. We'll go to movie theaters to see it. I actually hope so.
All right, so I'm looking at
so well. That's probably why they did another. That's why she's doing this too. Yeah,
of course. So here's an article from Entertainment Today: 11 things to look forward to at the movies this summer. Terrifying Octavia, good dog. Octavia Spencer movie looks like
called Ma.
It looks good.
It looks terrifying.
They've given it a prime. I think it opens Memorial Day weekend, so the studio is definitely high on this movie. It's no doubt in my mind, tested very well in preview screenings. It's a terrific trailer, and they obviously gave her a big paycheck to go all in this horror thriller. It looks good if you like that type of material and genre.
Leonardo DiCaprio is in a movie. I'm looking at a picture of Will Smith, who's blue. What the heck movie is that?
That's Aladdin.
That's the live action Aladdin.
I haven't seen any trailers.
Sometimes I think Doug's from another planet.
Thank you. just sometimes?
Yes.
All right. So Aladdin. So what's
I got one bit of news. Yep. A producer named Neil Morvitz, who's well known, is going to do a reboot of Sylvester Stallone's 1993 action thriller Cliffhanger, and they're going to look for a female lead to play the role. Beside Rocky and Rambo, Cliffhanger's probably his most enjoyable action.
He's a really good bad guy.
Turner was a female lead. Really good. And John Lithgow was the villain. Great setting. Rennie Holland, who did Die Hard 2, directed that. Terrific movie, so they're going to reboot it. What else is new?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.